You know, it's a challenge to be a public hospital,
yes,
and deliver care to those who need it. Most other hospitals just say no. And that's our biggest fear of privatization, is that if someone's holding the keys and can write the bylaws and has control of policies, they're going to say, we get $350 million, why would we give $351 million of charity care? Mm-hmm. Right? They're only going to give what they have to. And that sort of answers our commissioners' worry about how we're going to afford Jackson. They write a budget line for $350, and that's all they have to worry about. And then it's somebody else's problem. And someone who would take over the keys of Jackson and say, fine, we'll do the mission as much as you want to pay for. So if you give us $350, we will have the legal right to say no to any beyond that. And that's what worries us most, is that $350 million difference between the $700 million that's delivered and the $350 that's paid for. There's another $350 million that Jackson scrapes together to make sure those patients get that care every year. And those $350 million of care will be denied. And those patients will, in essence, be told to go away and perhaps even die. And that's a shame.
We are so honored to have in studio today WMBM listeners Ms. Martha Baker, who is a registered nurse and serves as the president of SEIU Healthcare, Florida Local 1991. We're certainly talking about the privatization of Jackson, and this segment today is sponsored by the Save Jackson campaign. The number that you can reach Ms. Baker on is 305-620-6555. The website is www.SEIU1991.org. And we have a few minutes left for today's segment, Madam President. Let's also talk about, and you kind of touched on it just a moment ago, that the county commissioners have been hosting town hall meetings with discussions about Jackson. Tell us again what the outcome is. And I think the more important situation right now as we talk this morning is, what do you want the community to do? What can we do as a community to deal with this privatization situation?
Thank you. And that's absolutely right. This is going to be a huge campaign to educate the community. Everybody cares about Jackson in this community. It's described by, you know, well over 80% of the people as a jewel, whether you have used it or you just know it's there as your safety net, whether it's a car accident, the U.S. Army trains there, whether you need back surgery, or whether it's just your primary care clinic. You know, the folks of Dade County need to know that the commissioners have put together this task force. The task force came up with a decision in less than 28 hours of what they want to do with Jackson. And the people on that committee were our competitors. Basically, as one of our members told Commissioner Edmondson, you have asked Burger King to tell McDonald's what to do. You know, so our competitors are saying you should privatize it. That levels the playing field for all the other hospitals in Dade County. They want at that public money. They want their share. They want the money to follow the patient. If Baptist takes care of 10 patients, they want the taxpayer money to go with those 10 patients. You know, you cannot deliver the lion's share of the charity care and have the measly $350 million shared among hospitals such as Baptist, who made $271 million in profit last year. We consider ourselves the other hospital's hospital, too. When Baptist runs out of money from someone's insurance, they send that patient over to Jackson immediately. When Carnival Cruise Line sends their employees need health care, and they don't give their employees health care, even though they make $1 billion in profit, they send their patients to Jackson, their employees. They don't give them health care. You know, there's a lot of abuse of Jackson, and we need to hold leaders in this community accountable. But the folks of this county need to make sure they know that when Commissioner Sosa and the commissioners bring this issue forward, we need to keep Jackson public. You need to call your commissioners and tell them, keep Jackson public. No playing with semantics, no saying, let's save Jackson and make it a not-for-profit. You know, when they say not-for-profit, they mean private not-for-profit. And my fear is they're going to hold that word back as they did in their recommendation. And the public's going to be, you know, the fear tactic is going to be used to scare this community into thinking that if we don't vote to privatize Jackson, that we're going to lose Jackson. That's not true. We need to fix it on the inside. We will be on the inside fighting to hold everybody accountable. But the public needs to be educated and know that Jackson can remain public. Jackson should remain public. It's been 92 years in the public domain. It needs to stay there. We need not let people take advantage of this opportunity, the recession, and get their hand in the cookie jar.
Absolutely, absolutely. Madam President, we are out of time for this segment, but of course, this is a very, very hot topic. We do want you to come back and share and keep the community updated. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Again, this is Madam President Martha Baker, who is a registered nurse, and she serves as president of SEI Healthcare Florida Local 1991. Please give your contact number and website for the closing of our segment today, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Deborah, and thank you for everybody listening, and hope you call your commissioner and let them know to keep Jackson public. Our Save Jackson also has a website, savejackson.com, and obviously SEIU1991.org is the healthcare workers' website, and you can reach our office at 620-6555, area code 305, and hope you all stay informed, and we'll be working closely with you to save Jackson.
Amen, amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us today. This segment has been sponsored by Save Jackson. God bless you.
Thank you.